truth. That's the truth. That's the bread, which is the word, which Christ revealed himself to me. The bondage will cease. Feathers fall. I find my peace. My capital A L L. That's good news. Good news for a modern writer. Late 1800s. All right, Colossians 2. Knowledge of the truth, more importantly, love of the truth, about our truth. We pray the same things to your people everywhere gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our all and in us, in his name. All right, let's read verses 8 and 9. Be this through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or elements of the world. We know what elements and rudiments mean, right? Don't you? Sure. They're things. And not after Christ. Not pointing you to Christ. We don't. But in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him. And this is the third message on this chapter, and this is as far as we've gotten. Ironically, someone came up after another Sunday's message and told me that I didn't say enough about a particular verse. Well, I don't think so many in a bad way. I think we'll just enjoy considering that. But the fact is that half has never been told. If we spend the rest of our days on this one verse right here, we wouldn't tell the half of it. Fullness, Godhead, complete in him. I told Brother Todd the other day on the telephone, I said, sometimes I just like to try preaching all night long because it just can't be told in one message. You said, well, if you do, you better have the power to raise the bell. It's like power. Well, that's true. But he says here now in verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you. In verse 9, for in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Not thinking of Christ. Well, this is so necessary in this day of Holy Spirit mania. We're living in a day that is in religion of Holy Spirit mania. The Spirit points to Jesus Christ. That's what the Spirit abundance. That's what Christ says. The Father points us to the Son, to Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. Alright? And you're complete in Him. If you have Him, you have God. Father, Son, and Spirit. These three are one. Alright? Now you have to really stay with me. Alright? Because I'm going to have to stay with you. Alright? What the scripture says, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. So what does that tell you? Very simple. But what a great mystery this is. God became a man. Did he? That's what it says, that God was manifest in the flesh. We're commanded in Scripture by God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And yet he says, worship the Son. Are you two gods? We're told in the New Testament to worship Jesus Christ. He's Lord, He's Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. He said, if you believe not that I am. My favorite verse in John 8:24. If you believe not that I am, you will die in your sins. Who can forgive sins but God? Well, now no man can explain the Trinity. Not even understand it. You understand it, but no one explain it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These four get one. Yet I do understand this. And you and I need to understand this, that the one that we're to deal with, the one that we're to worship, the one who we're to call Lord, the one we're to go to, is Jesus Christ. To Thomas, look at John 14. I know you've read this, but I read this for the first time the other day. John 14. John chapter 14. We're going to read this again for the first time. John 14, verse 1. Now we just read, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I'm feeding you with knowledge and understanding. I know Him, the only true God. And understand that I am. Verse 1. Our Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in God. This world says He never said it was God. Not to the world He didn't. But He tells you, John Davis, you believe God? Believe me. I've chosen you, he said in Isaiah, that you might know and understand that I'm He. Who? Alpha and Omega. Begins and ends. A priest forever at the Lord of Melchizedek, having no father or mother. Who is my mother? We look at verse 5-7. Thomas said, Lord, I understand these men's exasperation. The Lord's leading them. We're flesh and blood. We need flesh and blood. And I'll tell you in a minute why God became flesh and blood. Because we're flesh and blood. All right, verse 5. Father, for we, Christ said, I'm going away. But the way you know. Father, we don't know where we're going. How can we know the way? Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you've known me, you should have known the Father. Unless a child is born, the Son is given, I shall call his name Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. All right, we know. And he says, if you've known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Is that what he said? A little later on, Thomas, after he reached his raising him, reached his feet, he didn't touch his hand on his side. Christ had showed him his hand. What did Thomas say? My Lord and my God. The device didn't correct him. Let's read on now. Philip. Now, Philip says, Lord, show us the Father. He didn't hear a word he said. And it's possible. It would be said by this, all he heard was Father. Show us, and it would be satisfied. Verse 8, 9. Christ said unto him, have I been so long with you? Yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, hath seen me. And how do you save him? Show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, it's the Father that dwells in me. He's doing what you're saying. And that's a man. It's God with us. Believe me, verse 11, that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Well, what about the Holy Spirit? Verse 16. Now it says, I'll tell the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That's a person in it. See, but he may abide with you forever. And I said, I'm going away. And I said, the comforter. He will abide with you forever. You know what the last verse in the book of Matthew says? When our Lord's last words were to his disciples, lo, I am with you always. All right, look at verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. Even called the Spirit of Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ is the only God we'll ever see, hear, and I'm going to tell you why this is so vital that we understand it. Now, no man, like I said, no man can even understand, let alone explain, the Trinity. But I know that Jesus Christ is all and in all. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one of us. We call him Jesus Christ. He had three offices there. The Lord Jesus Christ. We're flesh. We're always going to dwell in the flesh. You know that? We're always going to dwell in the flesh. Dwell in it now, we're going to have a new body somewhere. It's going to be flesh. It's going to be flesh. Is that right? It's Christ in flesh. God's Spirit. God brought me to the flesh. God will always be in the flesh for us to have. And see, God manifest in the flesh. If you know and worship Jesus Christ, you have God. You have the Godhead bodily. And verse 10, back in our text, you're complete in Him. Oh, you know Jesus and that, but you got to have the Spirit. Oh, but we worship Jehovah. We don't worship the Son. We worship the Father. Are you catching what I'm trying to say tonight? It's very difficult to say. But you've got all these philosophies. We're Jehovah Witnesses. Well, we're the Holy Spirit Witnesses. We believe Christ. In Him we have found the Lord. The Father has committed all judgment on the Son. He's all in Him. This thing of being complete in Christ. How much time do we need to talk about this? That right there, that we just skim the surface of who Christ is, God. Now we're going to talk about being complete in Him. He's the head of all principality and power. All principality and power. You're complete in Him. Well, you're righteous. You're wise. If you know Christ, you're wise. Christ is the head of all principality and power. Now listen to me very carefully. I read in this book of Father, Word, Holy Spirit, these three are one. I believe that. I believe Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I believe the Lord our God is one Lord. I believe God's Word is Christ. And Christ tells us to come to Him, and we come to the Father. Do you understand all this? I believe we have the Spirit. When we come to Christ, we have the Spirit. I believe and confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my God, the one true God, the true and living God. There are many, just talked about Jehovah's Witnesses and then talked about these spirit maniacs. Well, many are zealous for God. Paul said this in Romans 10, zealous for God, but that they don't know and worship and talk about Jesus Christ. This is what I look for in the biographies and history and so forth of people, persons. I like to read biographies, and especially of great men in history. I would like to believe that so many of these men are believers. Now listen to me very carefully. I don't. Biographies aren't, they don't like men's hearts. So I don't know men's hearts and all that. But listen very carefully. This is what I look for, not only in things I've read, but in things I hear out of people's mouths. When you hear people talk about God, even the Almighty, the Sovereign, even the Sovereign, God, Father, God, the Almighty, shall banish me from the earth. I have a serious question. Why not allow God? Because we can't have any dealings with God. That's our Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see how important everything I've said thus far is? In Him, brethren, have the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in Him. You know Christ. You know God. You see the glory of God in faith, person, work. The works I've done, he says, it's following them. Well, many are zealous for God, but when we speak to Christ, many are zealous for the Holy Spirit. That's prevalent today, isn't it? Why is that? Because here anything goes, and you can call it the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit, all right. It's the Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit does. It takes the things of Christ and shows them into it. He makes a man speak with Christ all the time. And he doesn't speak of the Holy Spirit. He speaks of Christ all the time. This is Bible, what I'm saying. In Him dwelleth all the fullness. You're complete in Him. He's completely God, and you're complete in Him. Why is He called the only begotten of the Father? Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father. Why is He called that? God reproduced Himself. You want to explain that? Huh? He's the express image. God's not an image, God's spirit. But He's the express image of God. God reproduced Himself. Now, you can have this pulpit. See, right? And explain. That's exactly what He's God. And there is a world, a universal conspiracy out to make Jesus Christ less than who He is. This is why this is vital and important. It's a universal conspiracy led by the prince of the power of the earth himself to make Jesus Christ less than He is. And it's never been more prevalent and had a stronger hold than now. There's very few who believe that Jesus Christ is very God, a very God. Let no man spoil you through philosophy. That man that walked this earth was the creator of it. No less. He's not Jesus walking around with his ring in his hands. He's He that sitteth on the circle of the earth. There's a vast difference in the truth of who Jesus Christ is, the truth, the true God, and what men are saying about Him, and even what some are philosophically trying to say about Him. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of God, and you're complete in Him. He's all the religion you need, He's all the God. I don't really understand all this, but I know Christ is the only God we will ever deal with. Only way God can deal with us, and we can deal with God, is through that one named Jesus Christ. I don't know about that one as we live as all things under the Father. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to leave that the secret thing alone. But the revealed thing. Unto us and our children. All right, look at Philippians. Go back to it. It says you're complete in Him. Let me just spend about 10 more minutes on what this means to be complete in Him. I wouldn't get to the next few verses or minutes. There's not enough time to deal with it. Philippians 3. What does it mean to be in Christ? Paul calls it a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, God calls us in Christ Jesus. Come unto me. Does that sound familiar? Look unto me. I'm God. Does that sound familiar? Same person. Come unto me, alright? Verse 9. This is what it means. This to be found in Christ. Verse 9. Be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God. By faith of Christ. He is God. God manifest in the faith. The righteous one, he says. To be found in Christ. You believe in Christ? You believe in Christ? You trust in Christ. You believe on Christ? You trust on Christ? You believe in on? I don't pretend to understand that fully any more than I do the Trinity. I don't see myself as righteous. Do you? God does. I don't understand that. Well, I mean, why? I believe in Him. I trust Him. I depend upon Him. I don't see myself as righteous. I don't see myself as complete. I see myself absolutely, totally lacking in every area. He says, I'm complete. In Christ. I feel naked and exposed so that God sees me. Everything I can see is absolutely naked and open for the eyes of Him with whom we have to be. God says, I'm covered. He doesn't see us. I don't feel like a new creature. I kind of like Paul in Romans 7. I just think I would do, I do not, and what I do not, that's what I do, would not I do, the wretched man that I am. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. How do I say that? I believe. Being found in Christ is for God to see you in Christ. God found you in Christ. Hiding in Him, as it were, like that ant under that rock. Always hiding from Him, in Him. Back in Colossians 2, he says this, in whom, he says this quite a bit, in whom, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. What does that mean? It's a mystery. But here he gives this illustration, verses 11 through 13. Let's just read them. In whom also you're circumcised, with circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision or operation or work of Christ. Now here it says the circumcision of Christ. Verse 12 says the operation of God. Well, who is it? Satan. Verse 12, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised Him from the dead. You, being dead in your sins and uncircumcision in your flesh, have He quickened, made alive together with Christ. Have you forgiven you? First time. Let me see if I can't just very briefly explain, just declare what He's saying here. I sympathize with possibly. What is the body of sin? Verse 11. It says that Christ, by circumcision, which work that he did, put off the body of the sin for flesh. Well, body here, Paul uses this term quite a bit. Romans 6, 7, who should live in this body of this flesh? Body of sins. I'm in a body, okay? You really can't separate me from my body, can you? You know, God's going to raise these vile bodies. This very body, though it goes back to dust and may be scattered to the four winds and bring it all back together. Thank you. So that we can bring it all back together and create a new body fashioned like from the hill. Here's the point. Man was created wholly a spiritual being, not an animal. A spiritual being. Upright. He ruled his body. The spirit of God in him suppressed the body. All right? Sin came. What happened? It just, he was filled with it until he couldn't do anything but sin. It absolutely reigned and ruled over him, even his body. Until it came to a point where his body ruled over his spirit. Follow me? Man became like an animal. Being. Worse than man, Calvin said, with apology to the beast, he said. Man became like a beast with an apology to the beast. That's what the scripture says, the whole creation groaned, waiting for the redemption of the sons of God. The redemption of his body. But when Christ hung on that cross, he said, look at this. Look at verse 13, you being dead and your sin, uncircumcision, your flesh, that is reigning, ruling, principle of your body, if it feels good, do it. You know what the world does? You know what the man who's dead in trespass and sin does? No restraints, no conscience, no qualms about anything. Huh? And it's getting worse, isn't it? As God gradually lifts his hand off this world, it's just bestiality. We believe in evolution, but the opposite of evolution. We believe man started on two legs and he's gone to four. He's now crawling on all fours. He's become like a monkey. God makes us a new creature. He makes a man out of a monkey. He makes a man like Christ, a woman like Christ out of an ape. Are you following me now? Huh? By Christ, well, who did this? Christ did it. Look at this is the operation of him, the work of Christ. Says verse 13, quickened. Man became a quickened spirit. That is, a work through the work of Christ and sending his Holy Spirit in here to make man conscious of God, not like a beast conscious of grubbing. Just grubbing. Wasn't that you before the truth came to you, before the gospel came to you, before No thoughts of God, but like an old sow, an old pig, you know, just grubbing in the mud and in the mire and the muck of this world, huh? Like a beast, like an animal, just, what can I do? What can I get into next? Never looking up. Never looking up. God says, look unto me. God is in me. And under the wrath of God, well, here's my remedy for wrath. Look unto the sacrifice, the Lamb, knowledge and truth of God and higher principles, and man starts walking upright. The unstable thing says, starts walking upright. God is, isn't he? This is why young people are piercing their noses and their ears and bellies and anything else. Acting like wild beasts. God didn't create man like that. The Pope holds his nose. Goodness. Chain his body within the middle of the ring. Think about it a minute. Man's like a beast. He's dead in sin. But when God quickens, you think, I'm vile. This flesh is vile. This whole planet's vile. God is. God is holy. God's going to wipe this place out. See that? Things that are higher, things that are nobler, things that are purer, things that are holy, things that are opposite of mortal flesh, dirt. Man was created to do more than eat and have sex. Man was created. Our Lord's going to tell us this in Luke 12 this Sunday when he says, a man's life doesn't consist in faith. Life and life more abundant. I can't explain it. Can't explain it. That's the best I can do with it. And what he says is, he's forgiven. Realize he needs forgiveness. Man doesn't even realize he needs forgiveness. Verse 14 and 15, he says, blotted out the handwriting and ordinances it was against them. Scripture says the strength of sin is the law. Removed by us. Instead of saying, thou shalt not, well, he said, you have. Thou shalt. And took it out of the way, nailed it to his cross. And back when Luther made him 95 stick pieces, that didn't avail anything. I'll tell you what did. The nailing of infinite commandments. And verse 15 says, he's spoiled. Now, here's the one who does some spoil. Christ spoiled principalities and power. Who? Principalities and power. Satan has designed you, Peter, to sift you like wheat. If I let you go for a minute, buddy, you're dead wheat. You're dead in trespasses. If I just let you out of my hand for one minute. So God has no hand for me. If God, if I get out of God's big hands for one moment, I'm taking it. He's his victims. For this one who desires me. And he says to me about that. And he's spoiled principalities and powers. Made a show of them openly. Got them on chain. Triumphing over them in it. In what? In the cross. What's the cross? In himself. In himself. This is our God, my favorite brother. It's Isaiah 25:9. It should be said in that day, "Lo, this is our God. We wait on Him. He'll save us." And He did just that. From the body of the sins, the flesh, reigning, ruling, controlling, absolutely encompassing evil spirit, and removed all the obstacles that the flesh feeds on. Now, I didn't fully explain that because it can't be. So Paul talks about in Romans 7, you know. How do you explain that? I didn't, and I can't. Except to say that when you were dead in trespasses and sins, you gave no thought to God, holiness and righteousness and purity, but only sin. It absolutely had. And not only that, but the law of God had you bound, and the wrath of God. Christ came. We have a new creature that wars. There's two creatures. There's two. There's a new creature. The first battle with this man. A law, a new law in our members. A new creature. And one man put it best this way. I'll never forget. He said, "A believer is like two men living in a three-story house. Every now and then they meet on the second floor and they have it out. But I tell you who has the upper hand. I tell you who lives on the top floor. It's where the mind lives, huh? The faculty. The heart that I think the down there on to be better. Every now and then, he lets Satan's leash out. And just turns us loose. Not altogether loose, but just a little bit. Why? But we'll keep staying on our knees. We'll keep coming to Him. Keep coming to Him. We'll get a muddy water or anything quicker. I hope so. All right. Stand with me. Our Lord, we thank You for Your Word. It does indeed so free our truth. Our Word is truth. How we love by truth. Your Gospel is truth, Peter said, by which we are born again, incorruptible seed. Plant the truth in some heart, we pray. Send Your Spirit to raise it, quicken it, as You did Christ's body. Create that new creature by this holy thing, this seed, which is Christ. What a mystery, what a mystery. We've spoken things too wonderful for us. But what we believe by our give us of our sin, we pray. Have dominion over us, O Lord. Let not any sin have dominion over us. Have dominion, thyself. In Christ's name.
Thank you.